Blog Talk Radio.
Radio fans to the Making 8 Outreach Back on the Ranch radio show with your host, Rip the Wild Man Copeland, Chris Sneaky Wilson, and Scott Making 8 himself, Meepig. Here to talk rodeo with you, the fans and athletes that make rodeo what it is today. Here is Team Making 8.
All right. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Back on the Ranch Making 8 Rodeo Talk Show, the original Internet Rodeo Talk Show. We're glad to have you in with us tonight. I am Rip Copeland, one of the co-hosts, and I also have on the air with me tonight Chris Sneaky Wilson. Sneak, you in there, buddy?
I'm here, Rip. How's it going tonight?
All right. Going great, man. How about with you?
Oh, man, if I was doing any better, I'd have to sit on both hands keep from waving at everybody.
Oh, that's doing pretty good then, buddy.
Yes, sir.
And the boss man, Scott, he is with us tonight, but he's not on the air in the studio with us right now. He's going to join us a little bit later on with some news and some stuff that he's been out doing. When he gets a chance to call in, easy for me to say, I guess, and we'll put him on the air whenever that does happen. Want to remind everybody out there listening that we do have open phone lines. If you want to call in and give us a shout. We'll talk to you about anything to do with the world of rodeo, any event, stock contracting, contract acts, whatever you want to talk about in rodeo. We'd love to have you call us. That call-in number is 646-915-9940, 646-915-9940. What's been going on in your world, Sneak? Anything interesting going on?
Oh, not really. I did get a chance to take the youngins down to Liberty, Mississippi this Saturday night to a bull riding over there, and had a good time. Got to see Rudy Burns and some other folks and just kind of hung out and talked a little bit. What about yourself?
Oh, everything's going pretty good. I can't complain. Just kind of kicked back and been waiting for Thursday night. Been working on the show just a little bit all week, you know, off and on each day. And trying to get this together to make it the best thing out there, which is what we want to do and which is what we think we've got. I want to remind everybody about the website, www.making8, and that's making, M-A-K-I-N, 8.com. I want you to go on there. We have got the storefront up, got some good-looking stuff on the storefront, some T-shirts, some button-down shirts, some women's apparel, and Sneaky. Have you been shopping around in that area, Andy?
Yeah, well, I done bought one of the button-downs there, and looks pretty good. You know, I make it look good, though.
Well, I was asking about the women's apparel side.
Well,
that was basically what I was getting at, not for yourself, because I'm sure nobody wants to see you with that on.
Well, I didn't want my wife to know about that stuff, so I hadn't been over there yet.
Okay, all right. Well, we do have the storefront up, got some rider profiles on there, going to be adding some more as we get some more members on with Team Making 8. We're really excited about the website. Scott and Kelly are working on that every day to upgrade it, make it better, and we're doing that. And you know, we're just really excited about the way the website's going, and really excited about the way Making 8's going. We are growing just a little bit each day, and that's the way you eat an elephant, one small bite at a time to get to where you're going to on it. We got the chat rooms. The chat rooms, want to make mention of those. You can go to the Making 8 chat room, which is off of the website, and you can go in there anytime during the day, during the night, and see if you can catch somebody in there talking rodeo or just visiting and chatting and carrying on, catching up with what's going on in life. I'll go through there several times a day while I'm at work taking my breaks and see if anybody's on. And can catch somebody in there every now and then and just sit there and chat with them for a little while. And while we're on the air, we also have the Blog Talk chat room. And I'm going to be monitoring that tonight. Scott or Sneaky's going to be monitoring the website chat room. And if you don't want to get on the air and talk with us, you can always go to one of the chat rooms, type your question in, and we'll try our best to get it answered for you on the air. We'll do the best we can. Also, we've got some new links on the website that we're excited about. SSBR Now, Southern State Bull Riding Association, we've got a link to them on our site, and they've also got a link to us on their site. So we're excited about that. We are covering a lot of their events, and we're just plumb excited about the partnership that we're forming with them. What do you think about that partnership, Sneak?
I think that's going to take off for both of us, for Carl Stiletti and his bunch over at SSBR, and it's certainly not going to hurt us any at all. I think it's going to help us out a great deal, and in the meantime, we're going to help them out as much as we can.
Right. And also, for people that weren't listening to us last week, you can go back and listen to the archived program on Blog Talk when we get through with this one. Carl called in last week and talked with us for a while, and that was a big honor. It was a big surprise to me. Kind of threw me back a bit, and I was all excited about that, about him calling in. I thought that was a pretty big deal.
Yeah, he kind of caught all of us off guard last week there. But, he's a real nice guy. You know, I enjoyed the conversation we had with him. And Carl, I still hadn't got the picture with me in the suit and the hat yet, so working on it. I got to buy a suit first.
Also, we have the Remington Rough Stock Arena banner on our website now. Remington Rough Stock down in Tampa, Florida, I believe, if I'm thinking correctly. And Scott, he broadcast live from an event there. Was it this past Saturday, Sneak?
It was Friday night, because me and Friday I was night. Online with him. Yeah, I've got
That's
to
right.
Interview the winner of that event, a little old 16-year-old boy that, I didn't get to see it, but from all accounts, he put a ride on down there. And, he's somebody we're going to have to keep our eye on. I don't have his name in front of me right now, but... had a nice little talk with him, and only been riding a couple of years, but if he's going down there and playing with some of them big boys and walking away with the money, him just being 16 years old, he's going to be somebody to keep our eye on.
Yeah, that's right, and that's what we're wanting to do is keep an eye on these up-and-comings, as well as the ones that are already doing real well in it. Let's see. What else was I going to talk about right here? Oh! Can't forget this. Rip O' Ropes, they're online with us now, and I believe that you can click on Rip O' Ropes, and it will take you to our storefront, and you can order a Rip O' Rope out of there, and hopefully when Scott, we've got to do something about y'all's names. They both start with an S, and I get confused real easily.
Well, just remember, I'm the good-looking one.
I don't know. I've never seen you without any makeup on, so I cannot attest to that. Okay. Anyway, Ryan Rippo, he custom builds bull ropes, and they're custom made for riders that win. Ryan has got a link on our website now, and when Scott gets on, he can probably give us a little bit more information about that. But we're excited about that partnership also.
Yeah, he called in the other night too, and we had a nice talk with him. And he's doing this to, you know, help promote his or finance his bull riding career. And but from what all understanding, he's making some of the best ropes out there. And yeah, if anybody wants to buy one of his ropes, you know, go to our websites, click on the link, and he'll custom make it any way you want to.
Pretty quick turnaround from what I understand, too. We had one of the riders call in last week that uses his ropes, I believe, and was talking about the quick turnaround on them and how well they're built and everything. So that's a good deal for everybody. And if I'm thinking right, Scott is not adding anything extra to those ropes for selling them off the site. He's helping Ryan out. So that's a good deal there to help Ryan out.
Yeah, we're Scott is not charging him anything for the link or charging any percentage off the ropes. You know, he's just doing it to help a bull rider out. And if there's anybody else out there doing anything similar that, you know, if you need the help, you know, let us know. We'll see what we can do to help you there.
Well, that's what it's all about. That's why we are called Making Eight Outreach. We get a grip and reach out and try to help. That's really, I guess we probably ought to talk about that for just a little bit. For some of the new listeners that might not have any idea what we're all about, we are what is this thing that the
internet
computer runs off of? There you go, the internet, that Star Trek stuff. We're an internet-based business used for marketing the sport of rodeo and bull riding. And everybody that's involved with it right now is got some kind of an experience with the sport, and everybody's professionals that pride themselves in their knowledge, and we're wanting to help promote the sport of rodeo, the sport of bull riding, any of the events involved with rodeo, and I say any of the events, and we want to promote rodeo as a whole. Stock contractors, associations, each event, contract acts, announcers, whatever it may be, that's what we're here for, to help you get your name out there and spread and get it spread around so people looking for good acts and announcers and associations, they know where to go. They know what it's all about.
And if somebody knows of an event that's coming up that we don't know about, we'd love to hear from you. You know, call and let us know about it. We'll get the word out, help you get it out. And, you know, if somebody's got something they want to sell, call and let us know. We'll put a spot on there for you and, you know, let you give your phone number or your email address out. You know, anything that you need, we'll be glad to help you with.
That's right. Also, we talk about the contract acts, the associations and stuff like that, but we're also big into the fans. We want to get the fans involved with this, and we're starting up our tailgate parties, and we're going to be set up where the fans can come over before the performances and mix and mingle with the riders, with us, obviously. And with the contract acts, we're going to try to have some of the funny men there, the bullfighters, announcers. We're going to have those people around so the fans can get in there, talk to them, and see what it's all about. There's probably 1,000 questions that people want to ask, and that's going to provide a very, very good opportunity for them to do that, is to come to these tailgate parties. And we've got some stuff. We're going to be setting up some contests. We still got some of that stuff in the planning phases, but we're going to be setting up some contests where the fans can come over and compete against riders or Sneaky or Scott or me or whoever is wants to compete. And we're trying to build the fan base up and get the fan base a little bit more involved in the sport.
Yeah, that's right. And, when you get there, you know, the guys, Rip, and Scott, y'all can go talk to them. I'll talk to the pretty ladies, and we'll just have a good time.
Hey, you know what my favorite event is. I've mentioned it before.
Yeah. Well, it's actually mine, too. You know, I kind of like the barrel racing myself. All right. Like those pretty girls on those fast horses, as you say.
Nothing in the world like it. I love it. All right. Did you happen to watch Dancing with the Stars Monday night?
No, I did not. I was actually having to work a little late. I knew that Ty Murray was going to be on there. You'd let me know about that. And
well, yeah, Ty being on there is one of the reasons I watched it. But another reason I watched it was because his wife Jewel was on there, and she's a little bit easier on the eyes than Ty is. But Jewel had to drop out of the competition because of two stress fractures in her leg. She's got a stress fracture in each leg, so she had to drop out of the competition, and they had someone come in and replace her. And I don't remember. I didn't write that down. But
Chelsea Hightower.
No, Chelsea is Ty's partner.
Oh, okay, okay.
Chelsea is Ty's partner. They had somebody come in to replace. The two of them went out injured. Jewel and another girl went out injured, and they had to replace them. But anyway, on to Ty. Ty is teamed with Chelsea Hightower. She's new to the Dancing with the Stars show, and she is one of the younger members on there. But let me tell you, Ty's got a lot of Rip Copeland in him. Go ahead.
Are you trying to say he come took lessons from you before he went on the show?
Well, yeah, because he's got about as much rhythm as Rip's got.
Lord, he's in trouble, ain't he?
Yeah. But you know, hey, look, I thought Ty did pretty good. You know, they showed him from when they first got there and kind of walked you through the process of them learning what they were doing. And I thought Ty did real good myself. The judges were kind of rough on him, but I think he's going to be the comeback story of Dancing with the Stars. I think he's going to take it. Lawrence Taylor was on there, and you know the football players generally do real well on there, but I was not real impressed with Lawrence Taylor and his dancing. I'm not really impressed with any guy's dancing. I like the girls better, but that's all part of the show.
I was starting to wonder there, you know.
I know. I'm glad Scott's not on the air with us right now, because he would think of a real good comeback and a ribbon for that, wouldn't he?
Oh,
but
yeah.
Anyway, I called in and voted for Ty to stay on the show, so hopefully my vote helped out some. And rodeo fans, bull riding fans, if you didn't have a chance to catch it, it comes on ABC TV on Monday nights at 7 o'clock. They'll be back on this Monday night. Watch it. Call in. Give Ty a vote to keep him on there. We need to keep the cowboy on there.
That's right. Everybody help out a fellow cowboy there. You know, let's give him a good start. You know, sounds like the judges are a little biased there. You know, they don't like the cowboy hats. Of course, they're probably from L.A. or somewhere like that.
Well,
put that on there.
You thought that out loud, didn't you?
Okay, I'm in trouble.
Yeah. Actually, two of the judges were from over in England. And, hey, guess what just popped up by Scott's name, number?
Uh-oh, we got a little hand.
A hand. So we're going to bring Scott on in, let him. He couldn't stand it anymore. We were having too much fun, so he had to get in on this. What about it, Scott?
Hey, Rip, how you doing tonight, buddy?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Oh, man. Well, you know, Sneaky stole my line. If I was any more excited, I'd have to sit on both hands, keep from waving to everybody. Now... Hey, now, Sneak, I know you're there. Now, hold on a second there, okay? I got a phone call this week, and it kind of bothered me, buddy. I got a phone call from Carl, and he is madder than fire, buddy. He is so upset that we could not get a picture of you up, because he is really wanting to get your picture up there on that banner. But I told him, wait a second there, Sneak. I told him, buddy, don't worry about it. He is doing the best he can, but he keeps running out of daggone money because he keeps breaking all the cameras. So I took care of it for you. He understood. He said, don't worry about it, then we'll just work around it.
Yeah, I hadn't been able to sneak up on a camera yet.
Well, it's all those daggone cameras you keep breaking, buddy.
I know it.
But hey, guys.
It's bad. I'm the good-looking one out of the bunch.
Well, I don't know. You know, from what I understand, got some good feedback on them two good-looking fellas on that banner there.
I just hadn't wanted to hurt y'all's feelings yet, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, listen, I want to let everybody know, all them rodeo fans out there know, we had a great time down at Remington Rough Stock down in Tampa, Florida, Crosstown Arena on Friday night. Had 19 riders. They did not have a short go-around, but, you know, if you didn't hear our live broadcast or didn't get to hear the replay of it, make sure you get back out there and check it out. It was real exciting. Still a work in progress for us commentators out there, but we're working on it. They did have three qualified rides. Dustin McCarty is the young fellow that actually won the event with a 76 on Skull. And then we had Chad. Now, I don't know Chad's last name, and I'm not going to try to pronounce it, or the bull that he was on, because let me tell you, they left Chad's name blank. So that's telling me that they did not have a full understanding of what his last name was. But, yeah, the bull he was on, you know, really good bull. He scored a 71, as well as Robert Carter on Saul. They tied for second place with 71. But Dustin McCarty was that young 16-year-old on Skull, and he had a really good ride. It was a lot of fun to be down there. Sneak, I apologize for cutting you off so short, man. We had a good time, but I was getting overwhelmed by fans and riders that really wanted to get some information about Making Eight Outreach and who we are. And so it just wrapped me up, buddy, so I apologize.
You just didn't want me talking to that female announcer down there is all it was.
Oh, is that right? Well, listen,
yeah,
buddy, we're gonna work. We're gonna work on getting Chrissy on the show, and we'll make sure that she talks just to you. Okay? How's that?
It works for me.
Now I know Rip's over there turning red in the face because, boy, I know he sure was looking to be able to sit down and talk with Chrissy.
That is what. What's up here? My chopped liver now or what? How come he gets off
the bird? Well, you know, he cries so much that I just can't take too much of it, Rip.
Oh, how crying. So that gets to your heart.
What it is, he did me dirty the other night because he was not letting me talk to her. Because I specifically asked to talk to her, and he blew me off, and he's trying to make amends for that, Rip.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, right. Hey, listen up, fellas. Want to let you guys know, and all them rodeo fans out there know, we are going to be down doing another tailgate party down in, I believe we're going to be in, I got to check my schedule now. Where the heck are we going to be at?
Myakka City.
Myakka City, doing an SSBR event down there this Saturday. Rodeo is going to start, I believe, at 7:30. Make sure you're on time, 7 or 7:30. So make sure you get down there early enough. Stop by the Making Eight tailgate party truck. Say hey to us. You know, make sure that if you're a fan out there listening or you're a rider, you definitely don't want to miss this. It's going to be some great bull riding. Brand new arena. You know, it's going to be the first time they're going to have an event like this in it. So we're looking forward to getting down there with Carl and the rest of the SSBR crew, you know, doing their Red Men Pro Series tours down there as well this year. We're also going to have that bullfighting challenge coming up April 11th down there in Myakka City. So a lot of good stuff going on down there. Make sure you get it on your calendar. So Saturday night, don't miss that show. And if you can't get down there, make sure you tune in to making8.com and check out our live broadcast from there.
Scott, can you hear me, Scott?
Oh, I can hear you just fine, Rip.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. I'm getting a little bit of feedback on my end here.
Okay.
You're going to have a special on-air guest with you down there helping you commentate. Is that where you can talk about it yet? Is that set in stone? Or?
Oh, no. We're going to leave that up. So if you can't make it down to the SSBR event, definitely tune in. We are going to have some special guest hosts down there, be able to talk to them a little bit and get down and talking some rodeo with these guys. Maybe get to learn a little bit about some of the riders and some of the bulls that are going to be down there this weekend. So ought to be a lot of fun.
And just so the fans know, the reason that Sneak and I are not going to be helping you out with it is because Friday night after midnight, we go on overtime, and you don't like paying overtime, so you had to find somebody that wouldn't charge you overtime to do it.
Well, now, here's the thing, though, Rip. You're talking to the wrong person now. I told you who handles the complaint department. You're going to have to take that up with the missus.
Yeah, I know. That's the problem, though. It's a missus, and I do not complain to missus.
That's right. Exactly. That's why we made her charge the complaint department, buddy.
That's exactly right. I understand.
Where is the boss lady tonight?
She's actually at, she is working at the hospital, and actually that's where I stand right now, at the hospital where she's working. I don't know, most of you fans out there may know that I do work on an ambulance, so we're out on the road tonight and taking these 911 calls as well. Speaking of calls, Rip, we're gonna give out that phone number so that way them fellas and those fans, those rodeo fans and riders can call in for us.
Why, sure. If you want to give us a call, get online with us tonight and talk with us, 646-915-9940. 646-915-9940. If you're the shy type like Sneaky and you don't want to talk on the air live, you can always get online on the Making 8 website and go to our chat link on there. Type your question in. Sneaky's watching that side. Or you can get on the Blog Talk chat site. I'm watching it on this side. And just type your question in. We'll get it on the air for you. But we'd really love to have you call in and talk to us. Get some thoughts from the fans out there on rodeo and the sport and what we can do, what they would like to see us do as an organization.
Well, definitely more some of that feedback from the fans there.
Yeah. Now, hey guys, I don't know if you guys heard, but Funny Man Flint with the PBR actually had a mild heart attack this week. Did y'all hear about that?
Yes, I did. I saw it online last night, and I meant to make that a note to put into our production thing today, and I did not do that. I'm glad you brought it up.
Yeah. So if there's any for those fans and riders out there, we definitely need to definitely say a prayer for him. And wish his family the best and him a quick recovery, and hopefully we'll see him back out in the arena again here real soon.
My understanding, Scott, was it was a minor heart attack. There was some blockage in a couple of arteries, but they're expecting them, no damage to the heart, and they're expecting a complete and quick recovery. So hopefully he'll be back out at those events pretty soon. And we'll keep tabs on that and let people know how it's going.
Well, hey, thanks for that update for us, Rip. I appreciate it, you know, being able to follow up on that. You know, I would be remiss if I did not talk about one of those Florida Cowboys riding in the PBR Built for Tough Series, and that would be Caleb Sanderson. Believe he had another ride this weekend, another qualified ride in round one. Wasn't able to make his cover in round two, so, you know, he's still in there. He's plugging away. Hopefully he'll be able to get him a little bit of prize money and help them points go towards that Bill Ford Tough Series, and we'll see him up there. But he's also doing a promotional event with the SSBR, the Caleb Sanderson Invitational, coming up March 28th. So we're going to work on getting over there for that, and hopefully, you know, hopefully he's actually out at a Bill Ford Tough Series event. We'll be able to get down there. But, you know, if nothing else, he should be down there for that. We'll get a chance to catch up with him and talk to him a little bit.
We need to get him on air.
Well, we're going to work on it, Sneaky. We're going to work on it. I'll tell him that there's this fella here that likes to wear makeup and wants to talk to him. So.
Well, you know, being a bullfighter, you know, we're always the bull rider's best friend, you know, so I think he'd go far.
Oh, I think he will, too. I think he will, too.
Scott, isn't Sneaky like our resource person anyway, and he's supposed to be handling some of
that
stuff?
That's right, Sneak. Why don't you go and line that up for us, buddy?
All right, I'll see what I can do on that.
All right, man, we'll work on that. Well, I have nothing but faith in you, buddy, let me tell you.
All
but,
right.
Hey, guys, we do have another announcement for one of our riders, one of Making 8's own team members. He's actually had the pleasure. He was actually my traveling partner when I was on the circuit. Clint Post is his name, and him and his wife, Amy, just gave birth on Sunday to a little baby girl, Olivia Lynn Post. She was born on Sunday, the 8th, weighing in at 7 pounds, 19 inches. And Clint's going to take some time off. Looks to be back in competition next month. So, you know, hey, guys, make sure you go check his profile page out. We're still doing some updates on it. trying to get all his information together, but he's going to be out riding for Team Making Eight up north around the Michigan area, up in the north side of things. So we look forward to seeing him back out on the circuit, but want to wish him and his wife and the baby well.
That's great. That's always good news to hear about the new barrel racers coming into the world. I'm sure that's what she'll end up doing, is being a barrel racer.
Well, now, I talked to Clint about it, and I asked him what he thought, and he, you know, he said, well, he thinks that the roping is the way to go, so he's going to try to get her up on a horse swinging a rope.
Hey, that'll work, too.
Yeah, that looks just as good.
As a matter of fact, my daughter just informed me Friday night that she was fixing to start team roping, so... You know,
there you go.
She's already barrel racing, and she's fixing to go over into the team roping part of it. So I'm looking forward to it. Hey, may get the old man out there to be her partner every now and then.
Either that or get shotgun out.
Well, hey, Rip, you know, you guys are talking about our name and talk about what we do, and I certainly appreciate that, buddy. I really do. It means a lot, and we really want to get the word out there what we are trying to accomplish here. Making Aid Outreach is what our name is. We are reaching out to everybody. It doesn't matter if you're a fan, if you're a rider, if you're an athlete of any sort within rodeo, or if you're an association that takes part of it, or if you're a sponsor that produces it. We want to work with every one of you. We want to get you guys involved in the sport more in detail. We want you to have fun with it, and that's what we are striving to do. And, you know, our slogan is Get a Grip. And, you know, I got to talking with Sneak last night for a little bit, and we were actually talking about, you know, some of the upgrades, some of the things we have coming down here within the next couple weeks. And, you know, my thing is, you know, as a bull rider, that's one of the biggest things we have is we have to get a grip on that bull rope that we have. And with our other hand, our free arm, when that gate opens, what are we doing with it? You know, we're reaching out. We're reaching out over top from that bull so we can stay over him, you know. And, you know, that really says a lot to me as a bull rider, you know. But, you know, we take that everywhere with us in life. You know, it doesn't matter what we do. We have to get a good grip with one hand and reach out and try to help somebody else with the other. And, you know, that's what we're going to do. We're going to pass that along. We're going to instill that in our team members. So with that way we have an organization that truly does what we say we do. And, you know, you guys are on the groundbreaking surface, and we're looking to get these riders on board. And I'll tell you what, it wouldn't surprise me if we have a whole truckload of them set up on Saturday. These guys have been calling me all week, wanting to get involved with us, getting information. So, you know, we look to run into a lot of them and really get the word out there for Making Eight. But it doesn't matter. You don't have to be down here in the Southeast and running with the SSBR. You can be running in other associations. If you're interested in getting involved and being a part of an organization that truly does this, you know, we need your help as well. And it doesn't matter if you're a barrel racer. We'll get Team Making Eight, and we'll put it on a pink shirt for you and let you go out there and run them barrels for us, you know. You know, we'll get you on the show, and we'll work with promoting you. That's what we really want to do. So you guys that are out there, you know, you athletes or you fans, you know, get involved with us, most definitely. That's what we're here to do.
Man, you said that a lot better than I did.
But you did do a fine job, Rip. I will tell you
that,
buddy.
Well, thank you, buddy.
Well, hey, listen, guys. I'm going to have to get back out there on the road, but I wanted to stop in and say hey to you, let you guys know that, you know, we're out here and we're going to be down in Miami City Saturday night with the SSBR and looking forward to it. So you guys, you know, you guys look forward to that. Make sure that... if you can't make it down, that you tune in to making8.com, click on our Listen Live, and listen to our tailgate party.
That's right. Scott, are you going to be able to get back on the air anymore with us tonight, or are you just going to be listening and letting me and Sneak work the rest of the night?
No, sir, I'm just going to be listening. Now, so that Sneak, that means mind your manners, because I will still be listening there, you hear?
Oh, man.
No, all right, guys. Yeah, I'm going to have to close this out for myself, but... you know, we're going to definitely be out there, and we'll catch up with everybody on the tailgate party on Saturday. How's that?
Sounds great, Scott. Y'all be careful out there tonight doing your job, buddy.
All right. You guys, too. Have fun out there, and let's get some listeners on the line.
Have a good one, Scott.
All right, Sneak. Here's what we're going to do. We're about an hour and about 30 minutes into this show, 25 or 35 minutes into this show. I can't tell time. You ready to take a break, fill the water glasses up, and get up and stretch the legs just a little bit?
Oh, yeah. Let's play some
okay.
music.
Hey, buddy, I downloaded this one right here just for you this week. This one is for you, my partner.
All right.
Who was once a bull-hooking son of a gun? Now who keeps a pike hid out behind shoot number one? Who was riding high till a pretty girl rode him to the ground? Any kid knows where to find me. I'm Bandy the Rodeo Clown. In the riding and the roping, I was closing in on number one. Dreams at night I ride on that silver saddle I never won. Since she left me the whiskey, takes me to the rodeo grounds, where the cowboys think I'm handy. I'm Bandy the Rodeo Clown. Melts my painted smile into a frown. The crowd thinks I'm a dandy. I'm Bandy the Rodeo Clown. I could ride them all, the bulls and the Bronx knew I was boss. But the ride that woman took me on broke a whole lot more than this old cowboy's bones. While the tears on my makeup melts my painted smile into a frown. The crowd thinks I'm a dandy. I'm Bandy the Rodeo Clown.
Sneak, I didn't do any research on that, but that's going back to about 1977, I believe, in Mo Bandy, Bandy the Rodeo Clown. I thought of you when I saw that song.
Well, I like that one. That's always been a favorite of mine. And, yeah, it's a little old there.
Yeah, that's reaching back into the archives. I'm giving away our ages now.
Shh.
All right, buddy.
Well, I tell you what, Scott... he had to leave us there. Him and I were talking last night, and one of the new things you're going to see up and coming on the Making Eight webpage is the Buck and Shoot pages, which is basically going to be a MySpace or Facebook page for rodeo bums. So, you know, we'll get our listeners, when we get that up and going, you know, come on there, set your page up, and join the team with us, and that way we can look and see who we're talking to, and you get to know who you're talking to, and, you know, come on in and join the chat room with us, and let's all have a good time.
And they get to see a little bit about us also. Of course, we have our link pages on there that tell a little bit about us, and your page has got a picture of you with makeup on, so we really don't know what you look like yet. So we got to work on that picture of you with no makeup on, so people will know what's going on with you, man.
Well, you know, one of the biggest problems I got with that is I have yet to find a picture where I'm not with somebody. That was about the only picture I have that I'm by myself, and all the rest of them, you know, with the wife or kids or other family or friends, and Yeah, I just haven't found one yet to put up there, so that's something I'm working on and will be working on this upcoming week, is to find one to put up there on me, so that way I can show the two of you who the better-looking one is.
Well, you're going to have to prove it to me. I'm not going to stop saying that I am the better-looking one until you prove it to me.
All right. Well, what else we got? Go ahead.
Next thing on our list we need to talk about tonight is the out of the shoot wager. Now, I talked to you a little bit about it in post-production or pre-production tonight, but this is Scott kind of came up with this, okay? At the SSBR event in Philadelphia, Mississippi, and I hope, have you got your website pulled up where you can get the dates on that?
No, I know it's in June. Excuse me there.
If you'd be pulling that up, I'll tell a little bit about it. We've got a wager going on that started out when about the second night I was on the show. What we have for our tailgate parties is the out of the chute bucking bull game, and we're going to set it up at the tailgate parties and invite fans to come in and play against riders and barrel men or whoever they want to play against. But we kind of got a wager going in between us, and I kind of started it out. But what Scott and I agreed upon, and I know you weren't in on this totally on the final part of it, so you're probably cringing right about now, wondering what I've gotten you into. But anyway,
yeah.
at the SSBR event in Philadelphia, Mississippi, and Sneaky's working on dates for us.
Yeah, my computer isn't a computing right now.
Oh, goodness. Them turkeys are back out there again, huh?
No, it's done got dark. I had to put spotlight up. The game warden kept getting on to me.
I understand. Anyway, the out-of-the-shoot wager. If one of us win, he's going to foot the bill for us to come down to Tampa to the finals this year. Okay?
All right.
So one of us have got to win this thing. Because I'm itching to get down to Tampa.
Well, have you went out and bought the game yet?
Do what now?
Have you went out and bought the game yet?
That's not fair if I go out and buy the game and start practicing.
Well, Scott's got it.
Well, Scott's not as good at it as we are. We're going to win this thing, man. And I'm relying just a little bit more on you than I am because I'm old and fat now and I'm an announcer and it's been a long time since I've done this.
Well, can I get a stand-in, get one of my youngins up there to do that for me?
I don't think Scott's going to go for that, partner.
Oh, man.
And if Scott happens to win, which is a very, very outside chance that he's going to win, we have to foot the bill for him and the boss lady to come to an SSBR event up here in Mississippi.
Okay.
So that's what we came up with on the wager for the out of the chute deal there. We win, he's shipping us down to Tampa to the finals, and if he wins, we got to bring them up here and feed them steak and entertain them and wine and dine them at an SSBR event in Mississippi.
Well, that is going to be June 19th and 20th at the Neshoba County Coliseum.
That's the Philadelphia event, right?
That's the Philadelphia event.
June 19th and 20th at the Neshoba County Coliseum.
Yes, sir.
That's.
And this is going to be a MC Mary production. We'll give him a few kudos out there.
Oh, cool.
Talk about one of the stock contractors.
Mr. MC's got some good stock. See,
oh, yes, sir.
You see him. He's all over the state with his stock.
And right now, we've already got $1,250 added money each night.
Oh, cool. So
we're talking a little money here for the bull riders. So
$1,250 each night.
$1,250 added each night and $80 entry fee. And call-in will be June 15th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And that phone number is 352-544-2966 for any bull riders wanting to get up into that.
And
so,
after talking to some of the bull riders that came up to Greenville and to Laurel, I think we impressed them pretty much up here with our hospitality and stuff because we got some good comments off that. Of course, the weather wasn't quite what they were used to. It wasn't quite what we were used to, to be honest with you. Yeah, especially up my way. And we've got that knocking on the door again. Supposed to have hit last night, and I think they're talking about maybe a chance of it again tonight. But I'm not worried about it. I'm at the house tonight.
Yeah, I heard you were having a snowball fight up there. So,
but yeah, any of you guys that are wanting to come back over to Mississippi, and or some of you guys that have never been, please, by all, we're going to be there. We're going to have a good time. Like I said, we're going to have the tailgate party set up there. We're going to have out of the chute and the contest going on, the wager between us three. And not long after that, we're going to be making us a trip to Tampa, buddy.
That's right. And Scott better get the checkbook out. Or let me rephrase it. The boss lady better get it out.
There you go. I think she's got more control over that than he does.
I would imagine so. She actually joined into the chat room, and I knew right off who it was the other night because it come in as the boss lady, and I knew right who I was talking to.
Uh-oh, she's changed her name to the boss lady?
Yeah, she is now the boss lady.
All right.
So,
nothing wrong with that, the official title, the boss lady.
The boss lady. So, if anybody sees the boss lady in there, you know who we're talking about.
Sneak. Let's move on to Rodeo Houston. How about that? You know, that's been going on since March the 3rd. March
yes,
the 3rd,
sir.
And the final night of it is March the 21st. The championship round, the Super Series championship round will be Saturday, March 21st. And then after that, Sunday, March 22nd, they're going to have the Rodeo Houston Extreme Bulls. That'll be on. But starting next week, the 18th, which is on Wednesday, the semifinals will be aired on pay-per-view at 7 o'clock, actually 6:45 Central each night, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday night. And then Saturday, the championship round will be on at 3:45 Central time. That's 4:45 over there in the land of Scott and Kelly. And after that, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, well, you know what that means, don't you?
What's that?
Just being on pay-per-view.
What's that mean?
Our cable bill is going to be a little bit higher that month.
Yeah, mine's going to be a little bit higher Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So I'll have four days of it on there, but that's okay. I always budget for that.
Yeah.
Can
I borrow some money?
Well, no, I budgeted all for pay-per-view, man, because the rodeo's going to be on. And I was going to say something really important about that, but I can't remember what it was, so I'll move on to another.
Sorry, I've done messed you up.
Nah, that's all right. But anyway, be looking for that. Wednesday, March 18th, the Super Series semifinal round one starts, and then Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday afternoon, you can catch some good, good rodeo action on pay-per-view. If our show's on Thursday night, we can maybe do a little bit of commentating on it, too, while we're watching it. How about that?
Hey, that'd work.
That'd work really good, wouldn't it? And,
yes,
you know, Sneaky, they have revamped Rodeo Houston and have made this thing like if you win an event, you know, you have to win $50,000 to qualify for NFR.
Yeah.
And one event win at Rodeo Houston can put you in the NFR for the year. I've got the payout schedule right here in front of me. And you want to talk money just a little bit?
Let's talk it.
Let's talk money. The added money at Rodeo Houston, $1,124,213. That's the total added money.
You then can't the bear be that good at the casinos.
I can't anyway. I'm not even going to try. We've talked about that before. In the bareback riding, there's $159,211 added. Bull riding, $159,211. Saddle bronc, same thing. Steer wrestling, same thing. Tie down roping, same thing. Team roping, $254,474. Then you have the women's barrel racing. My favorite event, by the way, to watch, $173,384 added to that for a total purse of $1,424,213, and that is an increase from 2008 of $101,315. So it's grown another $100,000, over $100,000 since last year. Man, that's a bunch of money. There was nothing like that when I was riding.
Me neither. I mean, that's some outstanding money. And, you know, this rodeo is one of the few, the first of the year, that it can actually set a contestant up for the rest of the year. You know, put them in the standings and help keep them there. You know, like you said, that one win at one event can set them up in the finals or set them up for the rest of the year with a chance of going to the finals. You know, all they have to do after that is just keep plugging along and, you know, liable to see some of these folks at the finals.
That's right. Just a little bit of distribution on the money for you. In the, I tell you what, I'll do the championship distribution. I won't go through the series 1 through 5 events. In the championship distribution, bareback, bull riding, saddle bronc, steer wrestling, and tie down. The championship payout is $74,500 for either one of those events. First place is $50,000. There's your NFR qualifying money right there.
Mm-hmm.
Second place, $14,000. Third place, $5,000. Fourth place, $2,500. Fifth through tenth place is $500. So they pay through the top 10 in bareback, bull riding, saddle bronc, steer, and tie down. Now you move over to the team roping, and it's payout per team. Championship payout is $149,000. First place is $100,000. That would be 50 per person, head or heeler. Second place is $28,000, 14 each. Is that right?
That's it.
Third place. Hey, I took my boots off on that one. Third place, $10,000, 5 apiece. Fourth place is $5,000, and then fifth through tenth place is $1,000 each. You move over to barrel racing. Championship payouts, $83,500. First place is $50,000. There's your qualifying money right there.
Mm-hmm.
Second place, $20,000. Third place, $7,000. Fourth place, $3,500. Fifth through tenth, $500. Man, and that is some George Washington's to be carried home right there.
Yes, sir.
When I was looking through the website the other day, just looking for some stuff and trying to find some interesting stuff, and of course the first thing that caught my eye was payout. I like that word, payout.
Uh-huh.
And then I got to looking at that and looking at each event, and man, you can, and that's just in the championship round. If you take, like, the way they've got it set up now, they do the BP Super Series. They do 1 through 5, rounds 1 through 5. And if you win in either one of those, I mean, if you're the Super Series champion and say, team roping, $25,500, that, I mean, you can bring home some money from this thing, man, and it just amazed me. And it's, I think it's great that the sport's growing like it is and getting that money in there.
Yeah, especially these days, you know, with the economy like it is. And as I talked to a barrel racer the other day and found out what she did with her money. As she put it, she buys some bling for her horse.
buys bling?
A lot of bling.
yeah, that would buy a whole bunch of bling. You could cap them teeth on that baby.
That's it.
Were you going to go into some placings with Rodeo Houston for us?
Yeah, Series 1, the first series, first three rounds in the bareback I'm looking at right now. Your top four is Bobby Moat. He's done $5,250. Right behind him is Justin McDaniel at $5,000. Third place is D.V. Fennell at $4,250. And then Tim Shirley at $1,500 for the this is for the first series, and then jump on down to the everybody's favorite, the bull riding here. Everybody have to bear with me here. My My computer doesn't like to compute sometimes. Jesse Bell at $6,000. Brian Curtis at $4,000. Marcus Michelis at $2,000. And Colin McTaggart at $1,000. And unfortunately, let's see. We'll go to your favorite event here, barrel racing.
That would be it.
Just to show what kind of money in just the first series and the first three rounds. Mary Berger, $7,500 already. Right behind her is Miss Lindsay Sears at $4,000. Lana Knight at $3,500. And Kelly Carr at $2,000. And right now, Lindsay Sears has got the fastest time out of all three series so far at 15.28 seconds. You tell me that them girls ain't turning and burning down there.
They are doing it.
But we'll get some more here. Saddle Bronc. And like I said, my computer don't like to compute sometimes, so everybody has to bear with me. Jeff Willard at $5,000. Chad Furley at $4,000. Chet Johnson at $3,500. And Brad Rudolph at $1,750. And it just keeps getting better and better for these folks down there. And that's just the first series. We've got three series we could go through, but I don't think we got that much time tonight. Do you?
No, we do not. We do not. Well, I mean, if you want to get online and look at it, give them that website, Sneak. You still got that pulled up there?
That is the RodeoHouston.com. And just click on the link through the entertainment and go to your rodeo scoring, and it'll give you their scores. It'll give you their how much money they're bringing home, and give you everybody the aggregate standing, and all kinds of good information on that website.
You can print out the day sheets for it, the run sheets for it, and while you're watching it next week on pay-per-view, you'll have your little tally there. And next Thursday night's going to be tough on me, man. If Rodeo Houston is on and we're on the air, wow. I can't multitask. We know that. There may be a little dead air on my side Thursday night. You and Scott are going to have to yak.
Oh, Lord. Well, the problem is I'm going to be watching it with you, so Scott will be talking to himself there.
Scott's getting real nervous now. He said we're putting him on the spot. He's out there. he said he wasn't going to call back in and talk to us, and he's getting real nervous out there right now. We got open phone lines. Want to remind you can call in 646-915-9940, 646-915-9940. Call in, talk to us about anything pertaining to rodeo. You know, any event, we'd love to talk with you about it. Anything that is associated with it, stock contractors, contract acts, announcers, whatever. You know, that's what we love to do. We like to promote it. We like to talk it. And all three of us would love to have a job, and hopefully that'll be in the near future. This thing's going to work out where we can sit around a coffee table in a studio, drink a cup of coffee, and we can talk rodeo, the sport of rodeo, for a living, and help promote this thing. The fans, if you don't know anything about rodeo, if you want to call in, feel free to call in and talk to us. If we'll try our best to answer your question. If we can't, not going to lie to you, we'll tell you that we'll find out, and we'll get it back out there to you somehow or another. Don't want to call in if you're not comfortable talking to Sneaky on the phone because he has that threatening voice. you can get on one of our chat rooms, the Making 8 chat room. Sneaky's monitoring that right now. You can type your question in there, or if you want to get on the Blog Talk chat room, I'm watching that one right now, and you can ask your questions that way, and we'll get them back out to you. Sneaky, we've got an hour to go in this Horse and Pony Show, but I'm having a great time. How about a little bit more music?
Oh, play it, Sam. Play it.
I got the Cowboy National Anthem right here.
All right.
Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got on. When that sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be bucking it to county fair. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo, I'll be there. They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way. I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's on my mind. Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio.
Yeah. she'd been crying. Said, it's your daddy, you need to come home. This is it, I think he's dying. She laid the phone down by his head. Last words that he said, cowgirl, don't cry. Ride, baby, ride. Lessons of life, sure, all in time. Too soon, gotta let you know why. If you fall, get right back home.
Shot of music for you there. I apologize about that. I had a hacking fit over here on my end, and I had to go into another song right there at the last minute. Sneak, you still with me?
I'm still here.
Oh, man. Good, good, good.
Yeah, yeah.
What you got you want to talk about?
Well, you know, there's a little thing that's been going on in the PBR. I hate to say the matchup between Bones and Big Tex. I think you were wanting to talk about that a little bit. What's your take on that?
I'm kind of neutral on it right now. I'm scared to make a pick. I'm gonna be honest with you. What's the money up to now on that?
You know, I haven't heard. I knew it had grown a little bit, and I really don't know the answer to the last time I heard anything. Do you remember what it was?
It was up to 50,000, I think. You know, it started out at like 10, and it's grown just about every week that they've talked about it. The Bones Big Tex matchup, I guess, and Scott wanted us to make predictions on this tonight, and he took the easy way out. He said he had to go on a run and got off the line, so he's not going to get in on this. I'm going to take Big Tex. Big Tex.
Now you're taking my bull. We'll leave Bones for him then.
Okay. Both of us are taking Big Tex, and he took Bones. Okay, let me write that down so I remember. Was there a wager on this?
Not that I know of. You and him talked about that.
No, well, look, we're making up the rules as we go tonight, buddy. He's not on air with us, so we can do whatever we want to.
Well, about all I can afford is a Coke right now. So
okay,
we
yeah, we got to start
Coke
saving pennies just in case one of us lose that out-of-the-shoot match. But Bones Big Texas matchup, that's coming up this weekend in Birmingham. I don't know if it's the Saturday night show or the Sunday afternoon show, but be watching for it on PBR on Versus, and that's going to be a real interesting deal. Another thing that Scott wanted to mention concerning the PBR was Marchie. Did you get to see any of it this past weekend, Sneaky?
No, I was on the road a good bit this weekend. I had the kids and was spending a little time with them.
Galerme is back to his form and fashion when he was like he was riding last year when he was taking just about everything that he rode in. He's got his head back on straight, and that's kind of scary, especially for J.B. Mooney and Cody Lostro, who are sitting up at the top right now. And because when Galerme, when he gets his head on right and he gets to riding, there's not a bull out there that can put him on the ground. So it's going to be interesting. This championship race is going to get interesting. Are we halfway through the season yet?
No, we're about a third of the way through it.
See, I'm not real good with numbers. Y'all have probably been able to tell that since y'all hired me on to this show that I don't do real good with numbers.
Well, I keep hearing you take your boots off, so.
Yeah, that's what the clunking sound is.
Yeah, it's in November when they're having the finals, so, you know, this is March, so middle of March. We're about a third of the way to the finals.
Okay, all right. Well, That's the big thing I think that everybody's watching this coming up weekend and over in Birmingham is going to be the matchup between Bones and Big Tex, and that certainly does draw a lot of interest to it. I like some of the things that they're doing now.
Yeah.
You know, the challenges and stuff. I like that.
It makes it a little bit more interesting, and you know, one of the reasons I said I'm gonna pick Big Tex is I saw him a couple of weeks ago, and that bull just impressed me. He was strong, and you know, he had a lot of action to him, and I that's why I kind of feel a little confident about it. I started to make the bet a little bit higher, but I looked over at my wallet and I decided I better not, just in case.
Kind of thin, huh?
Yeah, you know, judges may have their sunshades on that day, you know.
Okay, all right. Hey, don't go to talking about the judges, because we want them calling into the show, too, and listening to us and talking with us. And speaking of talking with us, we got some open lines. If you want to give us a holler and talk to us, talk to Sneaky or myself, 646-915-9940. And I'm pausing a little bit now, and I'm watching what I'm saying because my son walked up behind me a while ago. He was in the other room, and he came in. And he said, "Dad, you said seven times." That's one of my bad. That's one of my bad habits when I'm doing on air stuff. Is the you know, sometimes dead air will do just as fine. They don't have to hear the So he came in and he there I go again. He let me know that I said seven times in a row.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. All right. We are moving right along. SSBR results. The Red Man sponsors SSBR results from Moorhaven, Florida. Scott wanted us to get these in here. Brian Corson is the winner. He's a former Built Ford Tough Series PBR rider. And the Luciano McKeeman race for first. Y'all talked about that a little bit last week, I believe, and that's starting to be a pretty good show there.
Yeah, it's the race is getting a little tighter there on that. They haven't posted new results and standings yet, so I can't give you any exact numbers right now, but. Last I heard, Luciano had about 4,500 points, but Rooster was kind of gaining on him from this past weekend. So with those two rides he put on over here in Mississippi and then going down to Florida, you know, he won the event in Laurel, and I think he did pretty well up there in Greenwood, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Didn't put on too shabby a performance, and enjoyed watching him.
Yeah, he put on a good ride down here. You know, scored 86 points, and I still haven't figured out all the ins and outs on SSBR scoring. I'm gonna have to talk to Carl a little bit more about that, and learn a little bit more about it. But you know, Rooster's gaining on him, and that's making that race a little bit interesting that we're gonna have to keep an eye on and see what comes out of that. You know, I do the and does. I don't just do the us.
Well, if my son was in the other room with you, he would come in and let you know how many you were doing.
I wonder how many I've done said so far. You know, I wonder if he's keeping count on me.
No, I don't know if he is or not. But I was going back to something and I forgot what
the
it was.
The SSBR Luciano McKeeman race. Hopefully, maybe.
I don't think that's what it was. I think it was something else. But it'll come to me in a minute if you want to go on with something. Go on with something else. I'll listen to you.
Oh, Lord, we're in trouble tonight.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, well, I tell you, we'll back up and make fun of the judges if you want to. You know,
no.
That's the thing. Clowns have always liked to make fun of the judges.
Well, yeah, y'all can get by with that, though. Us announcers can't do that.
Okay. Oh.
It'll come to me in just a minute. I'm going to jump on to something else on here that I'm looking at. Have you signed up for the PBR fantasy ride?
No, I have not.
You have not. Well, guess what? according to the boss, you're fixing to do it, because that's going to be the next thing we're going to wager on, is who's going to come out the best on that. You go in there and sign up, and then you make your picks every week for who you think's going to finish. They give you three different tiers, and you get to pick like four or five bulls. And I'll be honest with you, Scott's doing a little bit better in that than I am right now. So this may be one that y'all may take from me. I'm not doing real hot in it right now.
You know me, as a bullfighter, I always pull for the bulls. So I'm going to have to get in on the bull as far as picking some bulls out and see what we can come up with. But Scott just sent me a email about some stats on SSBR's website. Let me jump over there and see what I can find out for everybody.
Okay, so you want me to fill a little bit of time while you're doing that, while you're
doing
that.
Yeah, you're good
right?
at that. Yeah.
Let me remind everybody about next week's show on the 19th, which is a Thursday night, back on the Ranch Radio Show. We'll be back here with you, 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central, and talking rodeo, and happy to do it. We're enjoying this. And then also, don't forget about the tailgate party, the road show, the 14th, down in Mayaca City, Florida. An SSBR event sponsored by Red Man. Starts at 8:30 Eastern Time, 7:30 Central. So that's some upcoming stuff right there that we've got going on.
Yeah, you and Scott are getting good on the Eastern and Central thing now. I got to give y'all credit for that. Y'all have gotten better. But Wagner Luciano right now is leading with 4,556 points, and Rooster is at 2,843 as far as the result, as the standings in the SSBR. But that race is getting tighter and tighter every day.
Yeah. And is the one we're doing the tailgate party at this weekend, is that the only one that the SSBR's got this weekend, or have they got some other stuff going on? I know they don't have anything, and unless they posted something as of late, they don't have anything going on in Mississippi. But I think there were some shows coming up in Dublin, Georgia, maybe.
Dublin, Georgia, yeah, they've got the show over there, and you got the Miaka, Florida. That's all this weekend that I see. Now that Miaka, Georgia, I mean Dublin, Georgia, excuse me, they're going to have some interesting events. The one I want to get called to get some pictures up on is the best-dressed leprechaun. You know, the cowboys are required to wear green shirts that weekend.
Okay.
So I'm wanting to get a little bit about, hear a little bit about that next week.
That would be interesting, and some pictures would be even more interesting, so you could see it and see what that looks like. Now, my understanding was that on St. Patrick's Day that you have a special costume that you would wear in the arena.
Yeah, I do have a pair of green tights that I used to wear, and that's that's been a long time since I put them on. But, I've still got them in my rigging bag back there in the bedroom. But I'm sitting here reading about this. Dublin, Georgia, they're calling it the Shamrock Showdown. And it's going to be at the Lawrence County Ag Center. And Billy Watson is going to be putting that on. And it's the Wildest Dressed Leprechaun Bull Rider Award. And here is some little information. American bullfighters, including 2008 world champion freestylist Ross Hill, will be going head-to-head with four Mexican fighting bulls. They're going to have a little freestyle bullfighting down there at that event. You want to go to Georgia?
Let's make a road trip, dude.
Yeah. And unfortunately, I would have given the information for the entry and all that, but there's going to be $1,000 added to that event, $80 entry fees. It's going to be limited to 30 riders, but the call-in is already past date. So, yeah, I'm sorry about that, Carl. I didn't catch that one. That's my fault. But for the fans out there that want to go see a good show, and if they've never seen freestyle bullfights, that is going to be a good show.
Yeah, yeah. Those things are pretty amazing there. Got open lines. If we got anybody out there that wants to call and talk to us, 646-915-9940, 616-915-9940. Sneaky and myself, Rip the Wild Man, are on the phone lines tonight talking with you. Scott's out kind of, I'm not going to do that to him. He's out riding the bus tonight and taking care of the citizens down there in Florida. And I think he told me he was in Tampa, in the Tampa area tonight where the SEC championship's going on. So you know when those SEC teams get out of there that there's going to be some runs made by that ambulance service down there. My Mississippi State Bulldogs, they did beat Georgia today. I did get to see that. Did I throw that in there?
Yeah, you just did.
Okay. And also the Ole Miss Rebels, they got put out of it today, out of the SEC championship.
Well, I guess that put me out because I'm a Rebel fan.
Oh, man, I didn't know that. See, I learned something new about you. All right.
Actually, I'm not. I just had to argue with you a little bit.
Oh, okay. You're probably a Southern Miss fan, aren't you?
You know, actually, me, I pull for any of the Mississippi teams. I really don't have a favorite when it comes to the three of them. So I've always been middle of the road and supported all the Mississippi teams.
Well,
now
that's probably the way to be. That's probably the way to be. But I'm diehard maroon and white, man. I like the Dogs.
Well, you know what I do when it comes to time when State and Ole Miss play? I flip a quarter.
Well, you can't never tell about that game now. But
no, it can go either way.
That's exactly right. Look, we do got lines open. 646-915-9940. If you want to give us a call and talk some rodeo or anything pertaining to rodeo, we'll be more than happy to do it for you or do it with you.
That didn't sound right there.
We're getting late in this show, man. And we are looking for team members to join the Making 8 team. And we got a rider's profile page that we'll put you on and let you market yourself. So go over to our website. It's www.making8. Making is M-A-K-I-N, no G on it. Making8.com. And look around on our website. Like I said at the beginning of the show, I want to advertise it just a little bit more. The site is coming on. We've got the storefront open. We've got some rider profiles on there already. You can go on there and see what they're going to look like. And we've got the chat rooms. We've got some sponsor links on there or links to different people like the SSBR. And we carry you straight to their website. Remington Rough Stock Arena, we've got them on there. And we've got Rippo Ropes on there. Ryan Rippo is custom making those things, and they are being sold off of our storefront now, and it's got a number on there that you can call Ryan if you got any questions, and I'm sure he would love to hear from you on that. All right, Sneaky, I think we need to play a little bit more music since I'm getting all tongue-tied and stuff here. Let me go get another drink of water and get my thoughts together, buddy.
All right.
Now you didn't hear any of this from
Does your wife know that?
She does now.
She does? Yeah, she's listening to the show, she does?
Yeah. Let's hope she's not listening tonight. Oh. Okay, where were we? Have we done lost our train of thought again?
I'm reading something here that Scott put down there. He was leaving a chat, a mess. You're supposed to be watching that chat room, not me.
Uh-oh. You there? Yeah,
uh-oh.
We're having a little technical difficulty, it looks like.
Technical difficulties. All right, I'm going to keep on talking while you talk to him and see if we're coming through now.
Okay, keep on talking. And he's going to take Bones for the matchup.
There you go. All right. Let me see. How about we talk a little bit of CBR, some upcoming events from the CBR.
Okay.
Their next event is going to be on May the 2nd. It's the George Paul Memorial Bull Riding down in Del Rio, Texas. And that's always a good event down there. That's a two-day event. It's going to be the 2nd and the 3rd.
Okay, I'm actually trying to work on the little technical difficulties we're having there. Del Rio, Texas, you say?
Yes, down in Del Rio, Texas.
Let's see. Yep, that's going to be a Saturday and a Sunday, May 2nd and 3rd.
Right.
Be starting at 7 o'clock Saturday and 3 p.m. Sunday at the Vail Verde County Fairgrounds. It's an outdoor arena. So bring an umbrella to keep the sun off your head. Because it never rains down in Del Rio.
Yeah, there you go. And that event will be televised at some point during the year on GAC. And RFD-TV, or RFD-TV. I think GAC is the main carrier of the CBR right now.
Okay, well, that's a good deal. I get them.
Yeah. You don't get RFD?
No, I got the cable. I don't have that. I was sitting here trying to get some more information about that event, but doesn't look like they have a whole lot more. And then on the 16th of May, they've got Reno, Nevada coming up.
Reno. And
that is going to be at 8 p.m. And location to be announced, it looks like.
Okay.
So there's a couple coming up that people can step out to if they're in that area.
That's right. And the standings at right now in the CBR, Chad Loving, he's in fourth place with 356 points. Artie Mayer, 357 points, third place. Jared Craig is in second with a 435.5. And then Jay Morrow, he's up in first place in CBR right now. So
yep. I'm going to throw something in real quick for our listeners. If you're having trouble listening to us, go back to the Blog Talk, reboot it, and see if you can get it back up, see if that solves the problem. We're having some issues with the website. So if you don't mind trying to reboot, if you can't hear us, give that a try while we're working on it on this end. I didn't mean to cut you off there.
That's okay.
I was doing a little reading there.
That's okay. That's okay.
But, okay, now, you were saying the standings there.
Yes.
Fill me back in, if
okay,
you don't mind.
Okay, well, now that I have knocked that page down, let me get back to it. Oh, man. The CBR World Standings. Chad Loving's in fourth place. Artie Mayer, he's in third. Jared Craig's in second as of right now. And Jay Morrow, he's in first place right now.
Okay. Where is this Chad Loving from?
Anderson, Missouri.
Okay.
Now, you didn't think I was going to have an answer that quick, did you?
No, I didn't. yeah, you threw that one in. He's a Southern boy. I like that.
Well, and we got a Mississippi boy in there he's just out of the top 10, Friday Wright from Moss Point, Mississippi. He's in 11th place with a 262.5.
You know, I'm going to see if I can't get a hotel. Oh, we got a boy from Jenner, Louisiana. We got several Southern boys in on this deal. Arkansas, Thibodaux, Louisiana.
Yeah.
Kenny Wayne Westrop. Now, that is a name I recognize from Hazelhurst, Mississippi. He's sitting 30th right now.
Yeah.
But I have the pleasure of knowing that young man and his daddy, have known him for years. And that is somebody that when he wants to, we used to call him Bone Bones because he was so skinny. That is a young man that every now and then you might want to keep your eye on because he can pull some surprises.
Okay, y'all called him what now?
We called him Bone Bones.
Bone Bones.
Bone Bones.
Okay.
And Jake Littlefield from up your way is sitting 35th.
Yep. I was digging around seeing if I could get us an update on Chance Smart. He's riding in the CBR, and he's from Philadelphia, Mississippi, but he was injured back in February, and I have not seen any updates on him lately, so that's something we need to do some digging on because we said we'd keep people up with that.
Actually, I did hear a little bit. Talked to Chad Lovren. And Chance is doing a lot better, and they're actually going to be releasing him a little early. He's probably going to start riding back at the end of this month.
And last I heard on him, he was considering wearing a helmet from here on out, correct?
Correct.
Okay, all right. Gonna prolong that career just a little bit by putting that helmet on that head and not taking them shots to it.
Yeah, that's one thing that people have to take into consideration. What their how long they want to stay out there riding. It's right now it's personal option. Some of the associations is talking about making it mandatory, but I am more and more starting to think that maybe they should make it mandatory. But it can help you, with a lot of injuries. May not stop them all, but every little bit helps.
That's right. If it'll keep up. Injuries down, I think it's a good deal, and it definitely does. I mean, because you see them take licks now to the head, the guys that are wearing helmets. And you still see some of them get cold cocked pretty good and knocked out, but that injury is not anywhere near as bad as it could have been if they wouldn't have had that helmet on.
This is true. And the vest. You know, that's not a forget about the vest that they've come out with several years ago. Yeah, I can remember a couple instances I wouldn't have had some broke ribs if I'd had the vest a little bit sooner. but that's another story for another day.
Right.
But all right, I think we've about covered the CBR there, I believe.
Yep, we've covered
and that. Got off on bonbons.
Well, bound for you to get us off on something that wasn't on the production sheet.
Well, you know, his dad is a personal friend of mine. Have known, and Bonbons is actually Junior, but his daddy was one of the best bareback riders in the area. He's a PCA champion. I couldn't even tell you how many times. You know, was one of the best around, and you know, he's second generation, actually third generation cowboy, and you know, I like to see that family tradition come on down the road, and you know, I've known the kid since he was probably about 12 years old, and you know, he's married now with a child. I know one child. I hadn't seen him in a couple of years, but the name kind of surprised me there when I seen it there. So I had to say something about it there. Sorry, didn't mean to get you off on another tirade there.
Well, you know my attention span is pretty short anyway, and then when you start going off on other stuff, you sidetrack me there, partner.
Well, I was staying in the CBR. I mean,
well, that's true. I mean, I'm not complaining or anything. You were helping me out a lot because my notes have gotten disheveled over here, and when I had my hacking fit earlier, I knocked my notes off in the floor. Once again, we want to say congratulations to Clint and Amy Post at the birth of their daughter, Olivia Lynn Post, that was born this past Sunday. She weighed in at 7 pounds and was 19 inches long. And, of course, Clint's going to be taking a little bit of time off from riding, and he needs to do that and stay home with that baby, help Mama out just a little bit. But we want to congratulate them and look forward to seeing them back out at events and seeing Olivia come into the events too.
Yes, sir. And sounds like Daddy wanted to make a team real proud of her.
Yeah, that's right. That's okay too. As long as she's living the cowboy way, we're fine with that. You know.
Oh, I'm not complaining.
Yeah, and we also want to remind you that to look for Clint on our riders page as well as our other Team Making Eight riders on there. You can go in there and look at their profile. And learn a little bit more about them. Also, we have a profile set up on there for the ugliest guys on radio, or I guess the best looking guys on radio.
As well,
is the way I should say it. Be the ugliest guys on TV, best looking guys on radio. Scott, Sneaky, and myself, we're on the radio page. We've got tabs over to the side, and you can go in there and learn a little bit more about us. Did you ever get your bio sent in, even after I sent you the cheat sheet?
Well, no, I haven't. That's something I'm going to have to work on this weekend, getting that done up. I work a full-time job, just like everybody else out there, do this on a weekend or at night. So haven't really had time to do that. I need to make the time. This past week it's been kind of hard. Had my kids over, you know, enjoying time with them, kind of cheated and got a little lazy on everybody there, so I apologize for that.
Well, that's okay. I'm not going to ride you too hard about it. Now, you know, if Scott was on there, he would be riding you like a government mule, don't you?
Oh, yeah. But
that's two things you've got to work on. You've got to work on your bio, and I just want everybody to know that I did send Sneaky a cheat sheet so he could copy it, and he's got to change a few words in it. And also a picture without makeup on.
A picture without makeup. Okay.
That's right. That's right.
But, you know, now, Carl threw another stipulation in there. I got to have a suit.
You got to have a suit.
Yeah, he said he wanted to see me in with a suit and a tie and a hat.
We'll just go down to the local funeral home and see if they've got anything down there that they're not using for a day or two and go get your picture took in it.
Yeah, right. I might go rent a tuxedo.
There you go. There you go.
But,
remind everybody that next week, the 19th, Thursday night, back on the ranch radio show, 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central. I'm assuming that we're all going to be here that night. Sneaky, Scott, myself, Rip. We should all be back in the studio as a team, not strung out all over the place. Also, we got the tailgate party, the road show, that Sneaky and I don't get to go on a whole lot of those right now, but we're working that into our perks and then our contract and stuff. Down at Mayaca City, Florida, the SSBR, or the Red Man Tour, part of the Red Man Tour, they're going to be down there 8:30 Eastern Time, 7:30 Central is what I got in my notes right here on the 14th. So be sure you tune in and listen to Scott. He's going to be out. He's going to be out talking to some of the riders, and he's got a special guest host going to be with him since Sneak and I would be on overtime if we were to work Saturday. So he went out and found him a special guest host to work with him, and it's going to be a good time. And I'm going to be honest with you, I cannot wait till we get our chance to go out to one of these tailgate parties, Sneaky. I'm looking so forward to that, sitting around and just talking to the fans, talking to the riders, talking to stock contractors, and letting them know what we're all about and what we do. I'm so excited about it, I can't hardly stand it.
Me either. I mean, it's. I have to stop myself from jumping up and down in the chair every now and then when I get to thinking about it. But, we're growing, and we want the fans to grow with us, want the associations to grow with us, just get everybody out there, get on site, and come listen to us, call us up. We want to talk to everybody.
And, hey, they'll be able to pick us out, too, because I got a pretty new red shirt in the mail this week.
Well, I got a black one.
Well, I'll be more visible than you will then, because I got a red one, and there was a method to my madness. I'm probably the shortest one in the group, so I need a real bright color to stand out.
Well, I'm only 5'9".
Well, you got I'm 5'6", 5'7".
Oh man, you are short.
Don't start on the short people jokes.
Okay, you just vertically challenged.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah, vertically challenged. All right. Sneak, it doesn't look like we're going to get any callers in here tonight. We've got 15 minutes left, and I have run through all of my notes.
We can do. We were talking a minute ago about the freestyle bullfighting. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Are you going to head it up, or are you going to want me to head it up?
Well, we're both headed up. I mean, have you ever had a chance to actually, well, I know you've announced. Have you ever had the chance to announce or be at a rodeo with the freestyle bullfights?
No, I have not.
Okay. For the fans out there and for everybody's information, what it amounts to is they take Mexican bulls or Mexican cross bulls, and there's no bull rider involved. They turn the bull out. And basically, it's a 70-second game of tag with a bull. And, they score the bull just like they're doing the bull riding on how aggressive he is. And then they score the bullfighter on the same principle, how aggressive he is, how close he gets to the bull. If he works a barrel with a bull, they get extra points for doing jumps, things like that. And if anybody has never seen a freestyle bullfight and you're around Georgia this weekend, go watch. I mean, it can get amazing at what some of these bullfighters can do. Now, I never freestyled. Well, I tried it once, but we won't talk about that.
Wasn't a lot of style to it.
There wasn't a lot of style to it. It was free, but there wasn't no style. I always worked cowboy protection. That's what I was better at. I didn't like the freestyling, but I always had a lot of respect for the guys that did. And, watch some of these guys, especially the younger ones, they can get, it can get entertaining. And so, you know, just if you, and if it's not in Georgia, anytime you get a chance to go watch the a freestyle bullfight, I know there is a North American Bullfighters Association that is doing a tour this year with the freestyle bullfights. That if you're up around North South Carolina, go and take, get a chance, go and watch some of those. But yeah, I think I've said about all I can say about it without your help there, Rip.
No problem, man. If you've never been to one, you just kind of listen to see what it's all about. And I have heard of them before, but I've never been to them. I would like to get out and see one. Was that a cat I heard meowing behind you?
Yeah, that was Nozzles. That's my little cat.
All right.
She's my Nozzles, buddy.
Nozzles got on the air tonight.
Yeah, Nozzles got on the air. She's a famous kitty.
How are you coming in your search for a barrel?
Well, I kind of struck out. I had went to Liberty with the express purpose talking to Mr. Rudy Burns. He had one for sale, but he had already sold it before I got over there. But I do have a line on one over in Alabama, but if anybody knows of a barrel for sale, I am in the market. Just give me a call or leave me a message on the my email address at Macon 8, and I would appreciate it. So,
And just in case you're wondering, Sneaky, that's sneaky@Macon8.com.
Yeah, I remember that. I actually went in there and read my emails today. I had a couple from you.
Yeah. And that like to mention that is another way that you can get a hold of us during the week is our email addresses. Sneaky's is sneaky@Macon8.com. Mine is ripc@Macon8.com. And I hope Scott's is on his card right here. It is. It's scottmesick@Macon8.com. That'll be Scott, last name M-E-S-I-C-K, @Macon8.com. So if you need to get in touch with us, I believe the boss lady has also got an email address, and I'm not sure what that is, and I guess I don't stand in real good favor with her for not knowing her email address.
If I'm not mistaken, it's kellymesick@Macon8.
And that sounds good to me. But you can go on the website, and we have a contact page on there. You can look at it. You flip over to mine and Sneaky's profiles, and our email addresses are on there. We'd love to hear from you. And got any questions, we'll try to answer them.
And we'd love for y'all to come set up a page on our new Buck and Shoot pages.
Yep, when we get that up and going. Hopefully that won't be too far off in the making. All right, partner. Look, we hadn't got but about 10 minutes to go.
I have just been corrected. It's Kelly@Macon8.com. The boss man did.
Okay, so he's still listening to us. So,
yeah.
Okay.
And, everybody has to excuse me. This pollen here in Mississippi is killing me today. I've been out in it all day, and it is my sinuses. I'm sorry, I'm about to lose my voice here. And, but yeah, you know, we've got the new Buck and Shoot pages coming up that will hopefully be up and going any day now. I know Scott and Kelly's working hard on that, and got to give them credit for doing all the work they've been doing on the website. So, you know, just bear with us. We're getting it going, trying to grow day by day. And as Rip said, it's kind of like eating an elephant, just one bite at a time.
And we'll get it all knocked out.
Hope so.
Well, Sneak, we've run through a whole page of stuff tonight and are running out of stuff. And I just clicked up the website, or the not the website, but the chat page, to see if the boss man had anything on there he wanted us to bring up, and I don't see anything on there. If you do, Scott, you better type it real fast, buddy. What did he just type up there?
He said he's going to have to throw me in a barrel to keep me quiet tonight because I've been clearing my throat and coughing a little bit, and I have to apologize. Me and my son both have I was talking to him earlier, and he's having the same problem I am with this pollen stuff. It's killing us.
Okay, so you're clearing your throat was your uhs tonight, huh?
Yeah, that was my uhs.
Okay. All right. Well, Sneaky, what do you say we go ahead and let's close it out for the night? When we'll be back next week, same time, same station. All three of us will be in here next week, I'm assuming, and we'll talk some more rodeo with the fans right here on the Back on the Ranch radio show.
Well, I tell you, is Scott doing a live remote this weekend?
Yes, that's this
weekend. We don't need to forget about that.
That's right. You keep me straight.
And what dates and times is that?
The 14th, which will be on Saturday at Mayaca City, Florida. It starts at 8:30 p.m. That's Eastern Time, 7:30 Central. Be on the air in the Central Time Zone. You can listen to him at 7:30 over in the Eastern Time Zone, 8:30. And Sneaky's good on them other time zones. I'm not real good on them. But
okay, 7:30 our time is going to be 5:30 out there on the West Coast.
There you go.
And that is going to be a SSBR event that he's going to be at. So
sponsored by Red Man.
Red Man, yes, sir. And the Seminole Tribe down there. And, you know, if you're in the area, go out and have a good time. And the show starts at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, and 5:30 after in California.
And Mr. Carl Saletti and his group of guys and gals are doing a great job of putting these productions on. I mean, they are just blowing and going, and we're happy that we're associated with them. And man, we're just looking forward to growing.
This is true. I mean, I've enjoyed talking to Carl last week and enjoyed talking about their association. And just can't wait to see what's next.
Hey, I remembered what I was going to say or ask earlier. I was going to talk about earlier, you know, when we were talking about the point system for the SSBR.
Yes, sir.
I talked. Scott kind of filled me in on it just a little bit, but I didn't take notes on it. And they've got a real interesting point system deal, the way they accumulate points. It's interesting. What we need to do is maybe next week Scott will put that on our list of things to talk about. We can talk about that a little bit and just kind of fill the fans in on it some, and it'll help you and me out also.
Yeah, this is true, and maybe we can get he can post something on the website about that too. You know, a list of how it actually goes, so you and I can click back over and cheat a little bit.
Yeah, there you go. I like the way you're giving him stuff to do over the air. Finding stuff for him to do. I love that.
Yeah, I bet he's appreciating it too.
I'm sure he is. He's not too bad about that stuff. He loves it when we come up with ideas. Boy, he'll take an idea and he'll run with it in the New York minute.
Yeah, and I got to give him credit. He and Kelly both are hard workers on the website, so hats off to them.
They have the passion for it, and that's what got me excited about it. I'm sure that's what got you excited about it was the passion that those two showed for doing this and getting out and promoting the stuff. I'm sorry, I had a glitch in my computer. And I had it set up right where I wanted it to be to end this show, and my computer blinked on me. Now I've got to search again.
Uh oh, your computer ain't a computing.
Nah, it wasn't computing. All right, I'm back to where I want to be. Well, all right.
All right.
Sneaky, I enjoyed talking with you tonight. It's a pleasure as always. Even though we do talk a whole bunch during the day when we're supposed to be working, we get on the cell phone and yak a whole lot. But, man, I enjoy talking rodeo with you. I enjoy talking rodeo with Scott. And you know, we get on the phones and we talk for hours and hours about it before we do the show and talk about stuff we need to do on the show. And, man, it's just so much fun. And I hope the fans are enjoying it. And if you got any comments or suggestions, please email them to us or however you want. We have a forum, something we hadn't mentioned. We do have a forum on the web page. You can get on there and leave it on there. We go in there and look at that thing all the time. I check all of it a lot just to make sure we're not overlooking something that somebody's wanting us to do.
Yes, sir. I don't get a chance during the day because I'm out on the road. I do have to work a little bit. You know, I don't have a desk to prop my feet up on like some folks. Hint, hint.
Scott, is that who you're talking about?
No.
Oh, okay. You're talking about me.
Yeah. So, but I say we wind it up, tell everybody good night, and God bless everybody. And you put us out with a song.
I did owe that. Good night, y'all. God bless y'all. And we'll see y'all next week back on the ranch at 8 o'clock Eastern. Is that right? No, it's 9 o'clock Eastern. I almost 9
o'clock
up.
Eastern, 8 9, o'clock Central, 9, and
see,
6 o'clock on the West Coast.
See, there we go with all them time zones right here at the end of the show, and it got me all messed up. But we're going to close it out with some Blake Shelton tonight and Hey Romeo. Good night, y'all.
Good night.
This is a song about best friends. John Roy was a boy I knew since he was 3 and I was 2. Grew up 2 little houses down from me. The only 2 bad apples on our family tree, kinda ripened and rotted in our puberty. 2 kindred spirits bound by destiny. Well, now I was smart, but I lacked ambition. Johnny was wild with no inhibition. Was about like a mixing fire and gasoline. And he'd say, hey, Romeo, let's go down to Mexico. Chase and Eurita's drink ourselves silly. Show the Mexican girls a couple real hillbillies. Got a pocket full of cash in that old Ford truck. Fuzzy cat hanging from the mirror for luck. Said, don't you know all those little brown-eyed girls won't play boys of the southwestern world. La 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 la. Long around our 18th year, we found 2 airplane tickets the hell out of here. Got scholarships to some small town school in Texas. We learned to drink sangrias till the dawn's early light. Eat eggs, rancheros, and throw up all night. And tell those daddy's girls we were majoring in a rodeo. Oh, but my favorite memory of school that fall was the night John Roy came running down the hall wearing nothing but cowboy boots and a big sombrero. And he was yelling, hey, Romeo, let's go down to Mexico. Chase senoritas, drink ourselves silly. Show them Mexican girls a couple real hillbillies. Got a pocket full of cash in that old Ford truck. Fuzzy cat hanging from the mirror for luck. Said, don't you know all those little brown-eyed girls won't play boys of the southwestern world. La 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 la. Changing plans, like when Paul McCartney got busted in Japan. And I say we got waylaid when we set foot on Mexican soil. You see, the border guard with a Fu Manchu mustache kind of stumbled on John's pocket full of American cash. He said, doing a little funny business in Mexico, amigo. But all I could think about was saving my own tail when he mentioned 10 years in a Mexican jail.
So I pointed to John Roy and said, "It's all his. Now please let me go." I mean, it was your idea, genius. I was just laying there in bed when you said, "Hey, Romeo, let's go down to Mexico. Hey, senoritas, drink ourselves silly. Show them Mexican girls a couple real hillbilly." Got a pocket full of cash in that old Ford truck. Bunch of cat hanging from the mirror for luck. Said, "Don't you know all those little brown-eyed girls want playboys of the South? Well, playboys from the southwestern world. Ah, we're still best friends. Temporary cell."